All right, so get ready, because today we're going to explore something really fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The intersection of quantum physics and the ancient wisdom of the Bhagavad Gita. We're diving deep, deep, deep into excerpts from a text all about the law of energy.
Okay.
And trust me, this is where things get really, really interesting.
All right, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
We're going to uncover some, I think, surprising connections between cutting-edge science and this ancient spiritual text.
Okay.
It's all about revealing, profound truths about how the universe works.
Right.
And even more importantly, I think how we fit into it all.
I like that.
Ever feel like, your thoughts have power?
Oh, all the time.
What both quantum physics
Yeah.
and the Bhagavad Gita, they say that's not just a feeling, it's a fundamental truth.
Whoa.
Let's find out how.
All right, let's do it.
All
Okay,
right.
so what's fascinating here is that both sources, they start from the same premise,
Okay.
the law of energy. In physics, it states that energy can't be created or destroyed, only transformed.
Right.
Think about it.
Yeah.
This law governs absolutely everything,
Everything.
from the birth of stars
Wow.
to the way our bodies function.
So even when we're just sitting here, like right now, just thinking, we're generating energy that's part of this grand cosmic dance.
Exactly. Every thought, every emotion, it's
Yeah.
all energy in motion.
Huh.
The text you provided highlights how the law of energy explains both the creation of the universe and the formation of personal karma.
Interesting.
Intriguing, isn't it?
Okay, that's already making me rethink how powerful our thoughts and feelings really are. But how does quantum physics fit into this?
Quantum physics dives into the subatomic world,
Oh.
revealing that everything, and I mean everything,
Yeah.
is energy vibrating at different frequencies. Your chair, your
Yeah.
coffee cup, even you and I,
Okay.
we're all just energy in a different form.
Hold on. So you're saying my coffee cup
Yes.
is just a bunch of vibrating energy pretending to be solid?
Yes. Imagine those tiny atoms constantly moving, vibrating.
Right.
That's the energy we're talking about.
Okay.
It's like the chair is humming
Okay.
on a level we can't see.
That's wild. It's like the whole world is this hidden symphony of energy.
It is. It is.
But how does that connect to our thoughts and feelings?
This is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Quantum physics suggests that our consciousness, our observation,
Right?
actually influences the behavior of energy.
Oh,
It's
wow.
called the observer effect.
Observer effect.
Yeah, you know how sometimes you just feel connected to someone far away?
Hmm?
Quantum entanglement suggests there might be a real
Oh.
energetic basis for that feeling,
Yeah.
even if science doesn't fully understand it yet.
So you're saying our minds aren't just passive observers.
Yeah.
We're actually shaping the energy around us.
Yeah.
That's a huge responsibility.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Now, this idea of interconnectedness, this isn't new, right?
No, not at all.
Thousands of years ago,
Yeah.
the Bhagavad Gita, it was already exploring this concept
Right.
through the lens of divine energy.
Exactly.
So this ancient text is saying that we're all part of this universal web of energy.
Precisely. The Bhagavad Gita emphasizes that everything is divine energy, a unified field connecting all beings.
Okay.
It's not just a poetic metaphor,
Right.
it's a fundamental principle of existence.
Okay, I'm starting to see the pattern here.
Good.
Both quantum physics
Yeah.
and the Bhagavad Gita, they're both pointing towards this profound interconnectedness. We're
Exactly.
not just separate individuals, we're all part of something much larger.
Exactly. And that brings us back to the law of energy.
Right.
In the chapter on energy transformation,
Okay.
your source material specifically mentions how our actions and intentions can create ripples,
Ripples.
yeah, in this universal energy field, shaping our own reality and influencing the world around us. It's all about understanding that we are active participants in this cosmic dance of energy.
This is blowing my mind wide open.
I know, right?
But I have to ask,
Go ahead.
if we're all connected by this energy, does that mean our thoughts and feelings can literally affect other people?
That's a profound question,
Yeah.
and one that both quantum physics and the Bhagavad Gita encourage us to explore.
Really?
Yeah, if everything is interconnected, then the energy we emit,
Right.
the vibrations we create,
Yeah.
inevitably impact the web of life around us.
Wow. So choosing positive thoughts and actions, it isn't just about feeling good.
Nope.
It's about contributing to a more harmonious world.
That's it.
That's a pretty powerful concept to consider.
It is.
Wow.
And it's a concept that both ancient wisdom and the modern science seem
Wow.
to agree on. Pretty amazing, right?
Absolutely. I think we need a moment to process all of this.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It feels like we've just scratched the surface of a truly profound truth.
We have.
We're all energy beings, interconnected,
right,
and capable of influencing the world around us. But how do we actually harness this power in our everyday lives?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And one that we'll delve into deeper in the next part of our deep dive.
Oh, okay.
We'll explore specific techniques and practices from both quantum physics and the Bhagavad Gita that can help us align with this universal energy and consciously shape our reality.
I can't wait to learn more.
Yeah.
This is one of those conversations that really makes you think differently about yourself and the world.
Exactly.
Until next time, everyone.
Yeah.
Keep those energy vibes high.
Absolutely.
Welcome back.
Yeah, good to be back.
We've been exploring some pretty mind-bending concepts.
Right.
Law of energy.
Yeah.
Quantum physics.
Mm-hmm.
The Bhagavad Gita. And how they all point towards this incredible interconnectedness of everything.
It's a lot to take in, right?
Yeah.
But it's pretty amazing.
I don't know about you, but I'm starting to see the world in a whole new light.
Yeah.
It's like realizing there's this hidden energy dimension underlying everything we experience.
It is. It's a profound shift in perspective, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And it opens up a whole new realm of possibility.
Exactly. Yeah. But if we're all part of this energetic web,
right,
it kind of raises the stakes, right? It's like if our thoughts and feelings can really affect others, we'd better be careful about what we're putting out there.
Absolutely. Awareness is the first step.
Right.
Once we understand the power of our thoughts and emotions, we can start to use that power more consciously and responsibly.
So it's not just about thinking happy thoughts all the time.
No.
It's about understanding that our energy has a real impact.
Exactly.
And then choosing to align that energy with our intentions and our values.
That's the key. Mm. Both quantum physics and the Bhagavad Gita.
Okay.
They offer practical guidance on how to do this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, in one passage, your source material, it uses the analogy of a gardener tending to their plants.
Oh, okay.
It suggests that we can cultivate our inner energy field.
Right.
Just as a gardener cultivates their garden.
Okay.
Through mindful attention, care, and intention.
That's a great analogy.
It is.
So how do we actually tend to our inner garden?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Where do we start? One of the most powerful tools we have is our attention.
Okay.
Where we focus our attention, we direct our energy.
Hmm.
The Bhagavad Gita emphasizes the importance of cultivating a calm and focused mind through meditation.
Okay.
It's about training the mind to become less reactive, more present, and more aligned with the flow of universal energy.
Okay, so meditation is like weeding the garden of our minds, clearing out the distractions so we can focus our energy more effectively.
That's it.
But what about our emotions?
Right.
They feel so powerful, sometimes even overwhelming.
Emotions are powerful forms of energy.
Yeah.
And learning to manage them is crucial.
Okay.
The source material you shared, it describes fear and anger as heavy, dense energies that can create blockages.
Blockages, okay.
While love, joy, and gratitude,
they're
lighter,
more
expansive energies that promote flow and deharmony.
So if we're constantly feeling stressed or anxious, those negative emotions are actually creating resistance.
They are?
In our energy field.
Right.
And that resistance could be blocking us from manifesting our desires.
That's a key insight.
Wow.
You remember, like in the realm of energy, if we're vibrating at a low frequency of fear or anger, we're likely to attract experiences that resonate with that energy.
Oh, so then it's...
And conversely, if we cultivate feelings of gratitude, love, and joy, we align ourselves with a higher frequency and attract more positive experiences.
So it's not about suppressing negative emotions.
Yeah.
It's about becoming more aware of them and consciously choosing to shift our energy towards a more positive state.
Precisely. One practical tip from your source material is to practice gratitude daily.
Okay.
Take a few moments each day to focus on what you're grateful for,
mm-hmm.
even the small things.
Okay.
It's a simple yet powerful way to raise your vibrational frequency
right.
and cultivate a more positive energy field.
I love that. Gratitude is like a magic elixir for the soul.
It is. It is.
It's amazing how quickly it can shift your perspective and lift your mood.
Exactly. And that shift in mood yeah. is a reflection of a shift in your energy. You're literally changing your vibrational frequency, aligning yourself with a more harmonious state.
This is all starting to click for me.
Good.
It's about understanding that we're not just victims of circumstance.
Right.
We have the power to choose our thoughts.
Yes.
Cultivate our emotions mm-hmm. and direct our energy
right.
towards creating the reality we desire.
You've got it.
Mm.
And both quantum physics
yeah.
and the Bhagavad Gita,
okay.
they offer a wealth of tools
right.
and techniques
okay.
to support us on this journey.
So
it's about becoming conscious creators of our lives.
And it's not just about creating a better life for ourselves.
No, not at all.
It's about recognizing that our energy impacts the collective.
Yes.
Influencing the world around us.
It does.
It's a pretty amazing concept, right?
It is.
That we have this power,
uh-huh.
this responsibility.
Yeah.
To contribute to a more harmonious and loving world.
It's a profound responsibility yeah. and a truly inspiring one.
I like that.
As we learn to master our own energy,
right.
we become beacons of light, radiating positive vibrations that uplift and inspire others.
I love that image.
It's beautiful.
So how do we move from theory to practice?
Great question.
Yeah.
What are some specific techniques
right.
from quantum physics, AMD, the Bhagavad Gita,
yeah.
that can help us harness this power
mm.
and apply it in our everyday lives?
That's what we'll explore in the next part of our deep dive.
We will. We'll delve into practical tools, AMD techniques that you can start using today
right.
to align with the law of energy
right.
and consciously shape your reality.
I can't wait. This conversation has been a real eye-opener.
Good. I'm glad.
Till next time, everyone. Keep exploring. Keep learning.
Absolutely.
And keep those energy levels high.
I love it.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the law of energy.
It's been a wild ride, right?
So far, we've been, you know, exploring this mind-blowing idea that we're all energy beings.
Absolutely.
Interconnected and capable of influencing the world around us.
Mm.
We've talked about quantum physics,
yeah.
the Bhagavad Gita,
yeah.
and how they both, you know,
right.
point towards this profound truth.
Yeah, it's amazing how much these two seemingly different perspectives actually align.
Right. Now, I don't know about you, but
I'm
ready for the practical stuff.
Well, let's get practical.
How do we actually use this knowledge to make positive changes in our lives?
Okay, that's the million-dollar question. That's yeah. exactly what we're going to explore now.
Okay.
We're going to delve into some specific techniques.
Okay.
from both quantum physics and the Bhagavad Gita
yeah.
that can help us align with the law of energy and consciously shape our reality.
Perfect. I'm ready to put this knowledge into action.
All right. Let's start with visualization.
Okay.
This is a powerful technique that both quantum physics and the Bhagavad Gita emphasize.
Right.
It's about using the power of your imagination to create a clear image of your desired outcome.
Okay, so if I'm trying to manifest a new job,
yeah.
I would visualize myself already working there, feeling happy and successful.
Exactly. The key is to engage all your senses, see yourself in the new job.
Right.
Feel the positive emotions, hear the sounds of your new workplace.
Okay.
Your source material emphasizes the importance of feeling as if the desired outcome is already happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's about shifting your energy to align with your vision.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like tricking your subconscious mind into believing it's already a reality.
You could say that the more you can embody the feeling of your desired outcome, the stronger the energetic signal you send out into the universe.
Wow.
And remember, the universe responds to energy.
So visualization is like planting the seed of our intention in the fertile ground of the quantum field.
Beautiful. I like that analogy.
But what about action? Do we just sit back and wait for things to manifest?
Visualization is crucial.
Right.
But it's only part of the equation.
Okay.
The Bhagavad Gita emphasizes the importance of right action or dharma. It's about aligning your actions with your intentions.
Okay.
Taking inspired steps towards your goals.
So it's like a dance between intention and action.
It is.
We set the intention with visualization, and then we take action steps that are aligned with that intention.
Precisely. And those actions don't have to be huge, dramatic leaps.
Right.
It's often the small, consistent steps that create the most momentum.
Okay.
Think about it. A small seed can grow into a mighty tree.
Right.
But it takes time, nourishment, and consistent growth.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
It's like building a bridge between our current reality and our desired reality.
Yes.
One step at a time.
Exactly. And as you take those steps, pay attention to the synchronicities, the opportunities, the unexpected connections that start to appear.
Okay.
The universe is always conspiring to support you.
Wow.
But it often works in mysterious ways.
So it's about trusting the process, knowing that the universe has our back.
That's a crucial element, trust and surrender. The Bhagavad Gita emphasizes the importance of surrendering to the divine will, trusting that everything is unfolding as it should.
Okay, so we visualize, we take aligned action,
right,
and we trust the process.
Right.
But what about those pesky limiting beliefs?
Right.
They can really get in the way, can't they?
They can, and that's why it's so important to become aware of them and challenge their validity.
Okay.
Remember, your source material describes limiting beliefs as energetic blockages. Mm-hmm. They're like weeds in the garden of your mind.
So if we believe we're not worthy or capable of achieving our dreams, those beliefs are actually creating resistance in our energy field.
That's right.
Wow.
And that resistance can block the flow of abundance and prevent us from manifesting our desires.
Hmm.
The good news is that we can reprogram those limiting beliefs.
Okay. How do we do that?
It starts with identifying them.
Okay.
Questioning their validity,
right,
and replacing them with more empowering beliefs.
So it's like weeding out the negative self-talk and planting seeds of positive affirmations.
Exactly. Affirmations are a powerful tool for rewiring your subconscious mind.
Mm.
The key is to choose affirmations that resonate with you.
Right.
And repeat them regularly with conviction.
I love that. It's like giving your mind a positive pep talk every day.
It is. It is.
Okay. So we've got visualization.
Yep.
Aligned action.
Well, yep.
Trust and surrender.
Right.
And rewiring limiting beliefs.
It's a lot.
Are there any other techniques we should know about?
One more crucial element is gratitude.
Okay.
The Bhagavad Gita emphasizes the importance of cultivating a grateful heart.
Hmm.
Gratitude is a powerful energy that raises your vibrational frequency. And D attracts more blessings into your life.
I love that.
Yeah.
Gratitude is like a magnet for good things.
It truly is. Make it a practice to express gratitude daily.
Right.
Whether it's through journaling,
right,
prayer,
mm,
or simply reflecting on all the good in your life.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's a simple yet profound way to align with the flow of abundance.
Wow. This has been an incredible journey.
I know, right? It's amazing.
We've learned so much about the law of energy.
We have.
And how to apply it in our lives.
Mm.
It feels like we've been given a whole new set of tools for creating the reality we desire.
It's empowering, isn't it?
It is.
Knowing that we're not just passive observers.
Right.
But active participants in shaping our reality.
Exactly.
It's about aligning with the universal energy, trusting the process.
Right.
And taking inspired action towards our dreams.
And it's about remembering that we're all interconnected.
Absolutely.
That our energy impacts the world around us.
It does.
It's a beautiful and profound responsibility.
It is. It is.
This has been such an inspiring conversation.
Brian, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I feel energized and ready to put all of this into practice.
Excellent.
Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us.
It's been a pleasure. Remember, the journey of energy mastery is ongoing.
Right.
Exploring. Keep learning.
Right.
And keep trusting in the power that resides within you.
And to our listeners.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Yes. Thank you.
We hope you found this exploration as insightful and inspiring as we have.
We did.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Keep those energy levels high.
Absolutely.
And keep creating the reality you desire.
That's it for today, folks.